Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Live and Local. I'm Eric Law in the Rocket Studio with Pinkish, and I could not be more excited. Thank you all for coming on out and, you know, doing your thing.
Thanks for having us. Woo, 92.3.
Yeah.
Love these guys.
Pop punk gang vocals on the intro tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful that Charlottesville has such a dynamic music scene and that I get to listen to awesome music at a radio station.
With yeah, Charlottesville has got a great music scene. I've just recently moved here about a year and a half ago, coming up on 2 years, and I wanted to dive into this, like, such an organic, like, scene here and write music with people. So it's been a really pleasant experience.
That's good. The opposite would be bad.
Yeah, for sure.
True. Well, speaking of which, would y'all want to go around, introduce yourselves, let everybody know who you are, what you play, and what some influences might be? Not to put you on the spot, we can always come back to that, but...
Yeah, sure, I'll start. I'm Nina. I sing, and I play guitar, and I'll shoot it over to our drummer.
I'm drummer. My name's Ben Cook. I also sing a little background vocals. Yeah, thanks for having us today, Eric.
Yeah, my name's Mech. I play the bass in the band. Yeah, play all kinds of music, but mainly pop punk oriented, which is the sound we kind of hit. So, yeah, it's been great. Great playing.
Yeah, I mean, some of my influences would be like Joyce Manor, Weezer. I don't know, I've been listening to, like, when I moved up here, I kind of started listening to different stuff because I've been in bands. I'm from Florida. Hi. And I was in bands back in that state, and when I moved up here, I wasn't doing anything musically, but I was listening to a lot of music, and it was really inspiring. Let's see, like Pine Grove and new stuff, like Joyce Manor, obviously I said that. But I started to like experiment with different tunings, and it opened up a really new world for songwriting for me. And I was able to just like push out like a bunch of songs, and it was really inspiring to, you know, just listen to new music. And I just wanted to start a band because I was playing stuff in my room. And then I reached out on Reddit, and Ben replied to my ad.
That's gnar gnar rad on Reddit. Don't look at my posting history, please.
It's kind of risky to plug your Reddit account.
Yeah, I'm not doing
edit,
that.
Edit.
I lurk on the Seaville subreddit. You don't need to know who I am.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my first and last Reddit post, but I was just desperate for people to play with because I moved to this town. I didn't know anybody.
How are you going to know what good breakfast places there are? That one pops up like once a month.
Right?
Yeah, and it's always me. Again, that's beep. bleep me out from that earlier part, too, if you wouldn't mind. Is that all, Nina?
I mean, for now, yeah.
Yeah. Nina is such a gem in her complexity. Like, that's barely scratching the surface of her influences. I'm going to tell you that. I know she's thinking.
Like, I'm on the spot. I can't, like, I'm blanking. Like, I suddenly don't know any bands.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
That's why I took notes earlier. Oh. It's hard.
You mind if I talk about mine?
Absolutely.
So moving to Charlottesville was always a dream because, like, growing up, I was always a huge Dave Matthews Band fan, especially Carter Beauford. Shout out, Carter, if you hear me. Just learned to really, you know, learn my chops from the drumming video Under the Table and Drumming, which is just the absolute, like, clinic on how to play drums. And then moved to that, went to my classic, like, Travis Barker phase. I kind of progressed into a Taylor Hawkins phase, rest in peace. Dave Grohl's big influence as well. I've recently been just, like, super into Michael Cavanaugh from King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, just, like, the ability to go into polyrhythms and then also bounce around and just jump right into, like, metal and, you know, from prog rock to country, they do it all. And other than that, I like my gangster rap, you know, plus my Tupac and other stuff. But like recently been on a Prodigy kick, which is not hip hop at all.
Right before we came into
kind of cleansing the sonic palette with some Prodigy. And then I'll pass it to Mac, though. He's got a lot to say, I'm sure.
My influences? as it pertains to this project, I'm really into old school Green Day. It's my favorite band, probably. Mike Dirnt is like a heart. Especially Pinkish, I feel we channel that early, like mid-90s pop punk sound.
Absolutely.
Really well.
For sure.
Yeah, there's definitely some Green Day influences and some like Smashing Pumpkins. Influences as well.
Heard
some
you
Nirvana.
Mention Superchunk earlier too.
Oh,
they're
yes.
great.
Yes, one of our songs is definitely influenced by Superchunk. They're such an incredible band.
We've got some Pixies as well, like more like alternative post-ish sound. I think my influence as it pertains to this project is really kind of like pop punk rooted. But we just kind of like take it our own direction.
Yeah.
For sure.
Couldn't say it better myself.
For sure.
It's
yeah.
It's definitely pop punk is what it is. But it does have like a very, it's more like on the poppy side sometimes, and then it's more on the punky side sometimes.
Yeah. A lot of elements too. It's not just knock your teeth in punk rock. Like there's some depth and some beauty to the composition as well, I think. Thanks to Nina. So.
Well, I'm like salivating sonically for some Pinkish right now. What do y'all potentially have lined up? Is there a song you might want to play for us?
Yeah, sure. I think first off, we should go with So Divine. That's coming up on our EP.
Working with Andy Waldeck on that, that's been a really just a pleasure start to finish. Arranging this many able-bodied musicians to come together at the same time takes a lot of planning and a lot of stuff like that, but we're super excited with the evolution of these songs. So yeah, let's
so this like you said, called So Divine.
All right, Pinkish in the Rock Hits studio about to crush it with So Divine on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Yeah!
That's Pinkish with So Divine here on Rock Hits 92.3 live in the Rock Hits studio for Live and Local. I'm Eric Law hanging out with Nina, Ben, and Mac of Pinkish. We were talking influence before that one. Definitely hearing some of that influence. That's pretty clear. You have another one you might want to play for us?
Yeah, sure. Let's play Colleen.
Colleen, this is for Nina's girlfriend. I just want to make that clear. She's a fantastic person. Here we go.
Gonna give her a shout out.
Yeah, this song's about her. She doesn't like water towers and and she hates the cops.
That's right.
One of some of the lyrics in the songs that was inspired. But
all right, let's hear it. It's Pinkish with Colleen on Rock Hits 92.3 for Live and Local. That's Pinkish.
Sorry.
No, you're good. That's Pinkish with Colleen here on Rock Hits 92.3 live in the Rock Hits studio. I dig that. Dig the first one. Any funny takes on any of the songs? Like, let me ask this. What's the songwriting process for y'all? Is it like a little everybody or?
Yeah. Well, when I showed up with Ben when we first started practicing, I just had some riffs and some vocal melodies. Not a lot of lyrics, so we were just jamming, and after that I would just kind of come and present what I was like riffing on, and the lyrics kind of come afterwards, and it's just like kind of like melodies and like stuff that just comes out of my mouth, and it kind of turns into like this cohesive like piece of music that's, you know, and it's not like rambling. It does have a lot of depth and meaning to it after the fact, but it does kind of just come
pour out. Yeah.
Griffin, I guess.
Yeah, know. No, I remember this very distinctly, as she alluded to. We met through Reddit. I remember she came up to the house, and I stalked her a little bit on Instagram before, I think, things like that, and Reddit, and, you know, gotta feel it out nowadays.
Can't
a lot
be
of weirdos
too safe.
Out there, myself included. No, I'm just kidding. I'm all right. But back to that, she came in, and we made three songs in that first day. I remember there were three recorded songs, demos, voice memos, whatever you want to call them, on my phone, and they were all super great and just, like, from start to finish, already done, basically 90% done. You know, last 10% is the hardest, obviously, especially with lyrics and trying to capture the emotions of a feeling or a situation. It was really good. We would work together, and then she would come back, do her homework, and I'd be blown away with the lyrics. And then when we took it to the studio, we tracked it at my house. We figured out what the BPMs were, you know, tracked it to a click, did it proper, edited it, you know, to the best of our abilities, did a little rough mix on it. And then,
which is, like, really new for me. I had no idea that this was the process of, because back in Florida and the bands that I played with, it was just kind of, we didn't do demos, we didn't track anything before going to the studio. It was just kind of raw, like, go in there and do live tracks and stuff. So that was really awesome to...
Which I must say, Wet Nurse, knowing that was the level of production, was amazing. Like, it sounded so... I could have thought that the drums were fake drums without just on the grid they were.
Oh, yeah, that was our drummer, Vanessa. Oh, yeah, my band back in Florida was Wet Nurse. We were a band, active band for, like, 10 years. And we released two LPs and have a handful of tours under our belt. It was with my twin sister and our drummer, Vanessa. If you're listening, hey, what's up? We were... such a cool man, but there was nothing, like, process-wise like this, so it was definitely a learning experience and a really great experience, because...
I think by gritting it out, we were able to do more sonically ambitious things, like... with overdubbing, you can't really, it's not as easy to overdub when you don't play to a click, for example. We did it proper, I think. And again, back to Andy Waldeck, shout out, did a really great job with everything and added a lot of vocal ideas.
All that time, we still, like, you know, tracked, like, really raw. And, like, it was, you know, we play how we would play it live either way. So
100%. Yep.
Well, there's definitely some history there. We'll dive into that a little bit more, but we do have to take a short break. But if you stick around, the good news is we've got more Pinkish and more Pinkish and then some more Pinkish. So keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Plan 9 Music supports this station and asks, what's your musical thing? Is it Count Basie? Count 5? Or Body Count? Whatever it is, if you like to hold music in your hand, read album covers, or just enjoy the authentic sounds of vinyl and CDs, then Plan 9 Music is the place to go. Old, new, rare, or classic, Plan 9 can order anything. And Plan 9 pays cash for used vinyl and CDs and has new and vintage audio gear. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center near the old Giant Foods and at plan9music.com.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. You are listening to Live and Local, if that was not evident. I'm Eric Law in the Rock Hit Studio with Pinkish, hanging out with Nina, Ben, and Mac. And while we were at break, we were talking about how Mac is kind of the newest member. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Ben and I started jamming, and it became very apparent that we needed more rhythm. And
yep.
So
I think...
I was bugging him for a while to hit up Mac, because I saw them play with Project Bluebird at Mock Stars.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need a bass player. And Ben was like, I know this guy, Mac. And I was
it
like,
was
all right, it, well, Let's get him.
It was right around the time, of the Mockstar show where you played Jimi Hendrix with Project Bluebird. I just want to take this opportunity to shout out everyone in Project Bluebird. You got Chad, you got Zach, you got Carl, bunch of great guys. I'm fortunate to play a little percussion with them on the side, but just really, really just good guys through and through. But yeah, we knew that we needed a bass player. What's a band without a bass? And I had some previous experience with Mac, and lo and behold, here he is. And I will let the prophesized one talk now.
I'm cracked up to be, but yeah, I joined the band in November, last November. Like I said, Project Bluebird's more psychedelic rock oriented, but this group, I have been into pop punk my whole life. Like I said earlier, Green Day, all-time favorite band, and it really fit the mold for me. It was kind of a musical itch I wanted to scratch for a while, because I play, I sit in on jazz gigs every so often. I play with a few bands around town, kind of varying, like my group I play guitar in is more country-oriented, called Ratshot. We're releasing our album this fall. Anyways, when I joined the band, I was like, this is the group I need to just like hone in on bass and just really nail down the sound that we're going for, which is just kind of straight ahead pop punk sound, which I feel like we've done very well and we've taken it in our own direction.
No, absolutely. Like the first day that we met and we jammed in Ben's house, you were just so incredible. And I was like, you just felt the music so, like, so organically and so fast, and as it finally felt like a real like piece of music when we started jamming together, and it was like so exciting and so inspiring at the same time. It's like, this is going to be such a great project as soon as we added Mac. So yeah.
The addition just made a lot of sense, I feel like.
Yeah, I remember overall, like, my heart was racing that day. I was like, I was jumping up down, like, when we added the bass, especially the songs that I do my leads, and then there was just no rhythm, like melody holding rhythm and stuff. So when we started jamming with Mac, I was like, this is amazing. Like, please don't ever leave us. I don't know. It was just like finding such treasure.
Is there a song y'all might be able to play that kind of shows off Mac's chops a little bit?
Oh, sure.
I mean, which song doesn't? I feel like he takes ownership of every song he hops on. He's blushing. For those at home, he's blushing.
A Poor Choice, I think, is,
ooh,
is
yeah,
the one.
Let's play Poor Choice.
What a ripper.
Good choice, Poor Choice. It's Pinkish with Poor Choice on Rock Hits 92.3, live in the Rock Hits studio for Live and Local.
I'm gonna turn it on.
That's Pinkish with Poor Choice on Rock Hits 92.3. And I think we should get that one into local rotation. You talked about recording. What's that recording process looking like for y'all?
Oh, so far it's been amazing. Going out to, I think it's in Lynchburg, Andy Wildeck's studio. Yeah, we brought our demos and we tracked, and him like adding some production to it has been really awesome, and also a new experience for me, just having like an engineer and like having
doing it proper
his input too. Yeah. So like backup vocals, and he's actually added a little bit of synth to some of our songs, which you won't hear on this, but when you'll hear it on the EP.
And the cool thing about this session is it was the inaugural, tough word to say, first time that this studio had been broken in. Andy built a complete lodge, really, for recording. It's amazing. It's got a great drum room. You know, the sounds are very intentional. You know, the design, sound design, sound landscape are just right there where they need to be. And to do that, and just to how it's come out, and to walk through, because, you know, whenever you start up a new studio, at any point, there's going to be some things you got to get used to. And in this whole transition, it was just very easy working with Andy. He's such a pro. He really is.
Yeah, seemed to really
check out his band, The Long Shot. But at any stage, the recording's been just a load of fun, and we learn every time of the way. You got anything on that?
You tell Andy was just really into the tunes that we were pumping out.
Yes.
So that helped a lot, and we're really proud. We worked really hard. Yeah.
We really did. That's one thing that like sometimes eludes me, because we were just having fun, you know. But like, I mean, the amount of hours we sunk into this, and the logistics of planning, you know, every session amongst the three of us. We all have day jobs, and it's tricky at times, but we're able to pull it off. I think it's kind of a beautiful thing. It's kind
we
of
really
a testament
make time for this project.
well put.
And I'm so grateful and just happy, because like the result is, I couldn't be happier with what we've put out, and I think it can be something really amazing.
Is there a song that's coming up on the EP that y'all might want to play? Give us a little sneak peek.
Yeah, sure. I think we should play Counterfeit.
All right. Interesting title. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's give it a listen. It's Pinkish with Counterfeit here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down for some reason. My bad.
No, it's all good.
Dash lights on, I'm overdue. You broke a promised you would, and you're falling asleep in the back of the cab, and it's over and over, all over.
Nice.
That's Pinkish with Counterfeit here on Rock Hits 92.3. I'm Eric Law for you with Live and Local, hanging out with Nina, Ben, and Mac. And what's the story behind that title, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you know, Counterfeit, it's like you see something with potential value, but it ends up being something with no value, and you just get tricked into like associating with somebody that you thought was like so great, and then turns out it was just not so great.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to add, like, this was a song that Nina brought to us that was like pretty much fully fledged out. It was heard it, but like the song itself, from a structural and like songwriting perspective, honestly doesn't make a lot of sense. It's got these come ups and these brief come downs and then come ups again, and but it all just flows so well at the same time. Like it would not make sense for any of these parts to be taken away from it. Like it's everything is very intentional in its place, and I I've always wanted to tell you that. I think it's just a very beautiful song.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
I feel the flow of the music fits the lyrics really well. Like you can feel in the choruses when we're building, the emotion is building
right.
as well.
And I wrote it just like being wronged by someone you thought was your friend. And it's really devastating and emotional. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like personally, I feel like the older you get, the more this song rings true, you know, especially with friends. The way the pace of life is, people moving so fast and people changing, you know, every day, it's hard to reconnect with this romanticized version of a friend who might not actually be your friend.
Yeah.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah, it's like, okay. It's like Counterfeit is fake. Yeah. It's like,
and that whole scenario is just a great example of how like authenticity creates like some of the best art.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, speaking of authenticity, do y'all have maybe another authentic track?
Oh, yeah. Let's do Hearts of Palm.
Ooh. Hearts of Palm or Heart to
Palm?
Hearts
of Palm, like the food. This song is about just life and just taking accountability for everything you've done and just trying to grow.
Well, let's check it out. It's Pinkish with Hearts of Palm on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Just because
It's Pinkish with Hearts of Palm live in the Rock Hit studio. I'm with Ben, Nina, and Mac doing some live and local stuff, which is playing music and talking about it. And we appreciate you being a part of that.
Yeah, thank you.
If I could throw a shameless plug in, I got some solo stuff out. I got this song, Feels Good Not to Hear You Talk. Maybe we could punch that in here at some point. But other than that, take it away,
Ben,
Eric.
Releasing songs, and they're awesome. His project's great.
Yeah. Maybe if people stick around, they'll get to hear that stick one. Around. Eyebrows.
Yeah. Feels good not to hear you talk. You know who you are.
I guess I'll stop. No, I'm kidding. I got to
show. It's not you, man. You're the best. Eric Law.
Oh, you flatter me. Well, I guess I could flatter you back. What songs can I fan over if you guys go out there, you know, do some song stuff?
Yeah, let's play Saunter.
Okay. Pinkish with Saunter on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Time for me to fan out. That's Pinkish with Saunter here on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local. Special treat. Pinkish is here playing that live, and it's a pretty cool one. I think you guys said you might have one more you might be able to play for us.
Yeah, I think this one is definitely our poppiest song. It's called The Math.
All right. I'm bad at math. Yeah. Does that matter?
No, I suck.
Well, yeah, you cannot listen to the song. I'm sorry. Okay. For all the mathletes out there, this song's for you.
I guess I'll leave the studio for a bit, but you guys can check it out. It's Pinkish with The Math here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. That's Pinkish with The Math here on Rock Hits 92.3. And wrapping up the part of the show with the live music, but still got some more Pinkish on the way. But we do have to take a short break. Don't go anywhere, though. Got some good stuff on the other side.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at Crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From light years away to downtown Gotham. From Ant-Man to the X-Men. Hello Comics is your portal to the world of new and vintage comics and graphic novels here in Charlottesville. Hello Comics staff can guide you through their inventory of thousands of comics, along with collectibles, games, posters, and toys. Hello Comics is on the downtown mall and in the Seminole Square Shopping Center. On Instagram, it's at Hello Comics VA. Hello Comics supports Rockets 92.3.
Program support for this station today is coming from Orange Bear Properties. Experienced investors and real estate enthusiasts Phil and April are passionate about finding value in distressed and neglected properties. Orange Bear buys properties as is. There's no need to clean or repair anything. The Orange Bear team offers consultations and cash offers on homes, businesses, and land. You can learn more at orangebearproperties.com or via phone or text at 434-808-1383.
Welcome back to Live and Local. Got some time left where we're going to shift focus to the local spotlight. Got Pinkish in the Rockhead studio, a wonderful local band. And over the break, we were talking about some other wonderful local bands. What local bands do y'all like?
I just want to say, when I first moved here, I saw that some shows were being promoted and on flyers, and I just started looking them up on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that. And I saw this band Films on Song, so I looked them up and I instantly fell in love with their sound, and they're so original and just so dreamy and just right up my alley of music that I love to just chill to and dance to, and I really like Films on Song.
Is there a film song that you'd want to play?
Yeah, the first track I heard from them, which made me fall in love, Starting to See You in a New Light.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, no qualms. Let's all enjoy some wonderful Films on Song. It's I'm Starting to See You in a New Light here on Rock Hits 92.3.
Get into juicing to lift a bell.
That's Films on Song here on Rock Hits 92.3. And we do have some time where we can get another local track in. Any other local bands you want to shine that spotlight on or maybe give a shout out to?
Well, this seems a little tacky, but we're going to do my own song. The song is called Feels Good Not to Hear You Talk. I recorded this at the Music Resource Center in Charlottesville with Orion Farouk and with Jordan Perry. It was part of a certification for Jordan for his audio engineering pursuits, I guess you could call it that. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was only like 4 or 5 sessions, so it was pretty raw, but I really liked that. The drum takes were only taken in like 1 or 2 takes and things like that. It was just a very cool song to put together. So yeah, we could let it rip. Yeah, thanks Charlottesville for putting up with me. Here we go.
No, they love you, Ben. Can't get enough, and let's get some more right now. Feels good not to hear you talk. You're on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Hi, Mom.
Ben Cook with cool. Feels Good Not to Hear You Talk here on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local. Hi, Ben's mom, if you're out there. Probably not.
She's not listening.
No. We'll send her the syndicated one, and then you can see if she actually listened to the whole thing.
Whatever night this is, she has Mahjong that night.
Oh, well.
This particular
We'll send
night.
Her the podcast after the fact.
All right.
Ben's mom, the secret word is pineapple.
Get off that dang phone.
Well.
Just kidding.
Benji's mom.
Cut it out. Back to brass tacks.
All fun aside, we are unfortunately out of time. But it was a good time.
Yeah, so much fun. Thank you again for having us.
Very welcome.
I had a great time.
Hey, very welcome back, Ben. You know, thank you guys so much for coming out, playing some awesome music, and y'all are crushing it.
Well said.
And please support Pinkish. Where can people find and support you?
We will have music. We have music out on Spotify and Apple Music.
First EP is out, if not now, very soon.
And y'all social media pages?
We are Instagram at Pinkish the Band.
MySpace/Pinkish.
on the way back machine.
That's about it. And while we're on the subject, actually, if there's a marketing person who's willing to help us pro bono, feel free. It will be worth your while, I promise you, brother or sister.
You have to specialize in carrier pigeons. That's the way we distribute.
Whatever it might be, I hope this...
Okay,
this,
bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, yeah. Well, stick around. We've got Search and Destroy on the way. Pinkish is going to be packing things up here. But in the meantime, while they're doing that, we'll have some ska, punk, hardcore, and, you know, all that good stuff that if you enjoyed this, you're definitely going to enjoy that. So stick around for Search and Destroy with Morgan. That's coming up next. And we'll be back with Live and Local next month. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.